recording.
I thought this game was going to be so...
Roar!
Sam, I'm just going to chime in with your,
Oh, welcome to Falling Revolution Podcast, episode,
I have to move around that much.
Excuse me. Sorry. Episode 14. 15, 18, 19, 20, 21. 20. Episode
20. Damn, you did 20 already?
Go to Falling.
Wait, so. You weren't here for, like, the last two episodes.
I wasn't here for the first, like,
15. Go to FallingRevolution.com for our newest updates and all that chicken-ma-jazz.
What's a chicken-ma-jazz?
What's not a chicken-ma-jazz? And we have one of those crazy, we have a lot of hits lately, so Be Luck could be one of them.
Yeah.
So now you're not exclusive anymore. If you're, like, one of the hitters, we only have, like, three hitters, then you're cool. But now we have, like, 20,000, so it's not good anymore. Welcome.
I used to be able to name everybody. This is... You regularly visit our side. Out of memory.
This is the special end of the year issue.
That's right.
Although technically we are recording this on January 1st. But
no one knows that yet.
But I'm going to be uploading it tonight.
Yeah, but no one knows that we haven't recorded it. This is...
Well, then they think we're slackers.
It's December 31st.
They think we're slackers?
Yeah.
It's December 31st.
They think we're people that have a life and actually do something and not record at the middle of the night and make a countdown. Recording that on a podcast.
True, yeah. It's
the ball's about to drop.
I know. In
look
like
at
10
it.
Minutes.
Look at it. We're watching MTV right now.
Yeah.
MTV.
I watched it on MTV.
Dick Clark. Did you see Dick Clark? He had a stroke. He's all like weird. Talking.
Yeah, that was last
who?
Year.
Who?
Dick Clark. He talks all like.
Who's that?
The...
I thought you said Nick Carter.
That was wrong. That's just wrong.
I'm not saying that I don't like people that had a stroke before.
We wanted to be on the Falling Revolution podcast.
All right, we'll talk that on. Come on. All right.
Is that Dick Clark?
Alright, we have to hear Zan's impression of Sean Connery.
Oh.
Welcome to podcast episode 20. Today we are going to talk about the end of the year stuff.
Excuse me. Sorry.
That was disgusting. Please enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Cowbell.
that was so walking.
Come on. Henry, it's really simple to... Do Christopher Walken,
you gotta hear Dave.
Don't say cowbell all the time. It's unnecessary, really. It's come on. Oh, that's crazy.
You heard it first. No, maybe second. Have you ever done one?
What?
On a podcast?
I don't think so.
No? Oh, okay then.
Alright.
Anyway.
What should we move on to first? Should we do some game awards? Should we do some user...
Game awards go last.
User content?
Yeah, user content.
User questions?
User content.
Questions?
User content. Right. For all who don't know...
The questions.
We have Zan here playing
Red Steel. Oh, yeah,
I'm playing Red Steel for
the first time.
Playing Red Steel, and he's...
And he hates it.
He's basically going to never believe in Nintendo ever again.
As of right now, I am never going to buy a Wii, and I'm extremely happy I didn't. If you're wondering about the nasal voice, I'm recovering from a fever.
Yes.
Which,
think about it, it's funny because I've been exposed to six people. Sick people.
Wait, why are these graphics so bad?
Are they serious?
But it's Red Steel.
Are they serious? Like,
this is not a good way to display the Wii.
This is the in-game graphics right here.
Look how slow it's moving, too.
Why is it lagging?
You see it lag just from a freaking cutscene?
I was just talking to you.
Alright, I knew I was wrong for buying it on launch day.
Yeah, I bought it, too. It looked good.
Are you serious?
My god, it's still moving slow. I think you're...
Can I, like, not jump?
Not yet. You will, though.
No, you can jump.
You will. I have to learn the ability to jump. That's realistic.
We have three sets of questions.
Are you sure?
All three from Travis.
What the hell is this? What is it doing? Ah!
At least it's not shaking, like...
No, it's like getting caught in the corner. What is that? Look.
Yeah, it does that a lot.
It does that a lot?
It does, yeah, it does.
Can I break this game?
No. Actually, yeah.
You can change the settings with the look sensitivity, actually.
I don't even want to.
It won't get stuck in the corner.
I just want to play it as bad as it can be.
Alright.
Listen to the voice acting.
All three sets of questions are from Travis.
What?
All three sets of questions are from Travis.
20,000 hits and we still only got 3,000 from Travis.
And
actually, we're up to almost 80,000.
It's only Travis is sending the questions in.
Nah, but we do have somebody else who sent us some awards. So we'll mention them later in the show.
Okay.
Man.
Alright. Travis's first set of questions he submitted about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He says, first, Mark, Zan, and Henry are cool.
It's not a question.
Well, also, statements. Then he says, Flame Scott.
These graphics are like
N64, how do you feel about that?
Dude. I don't like that at all.
He just said Flame Scott.
What the hell? That doesn't involve me doing anything. Yeah, unless you want me to flame myself.
Flame Travis.
If I just got game over, I am not ever playing this again.
Can we bring up some of the awards? Because I can flame Travis for one of the awards.
Is that blood? Why is it all pixelated?
No, that's the floor.
Oh.
Red Steel's all right.
What do you think of Gran
Turismo? Flame Scott again?
What do you
think? What is your problem?
What do you think?
And it's one of the questions, too.
What do you think of Gran Turismo HD?
What? How can I...
I think that's a terrible question.
What do you think? I think
that's a terrible, 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 terrible question. That's probably the worst question I've ever been asked in my entire life.
What?
That's including the SAT, and it's including every single thing. Thanks, Travis.
What do you think of Gran Turismo HD?
I think it's...
You're not standing on the weapon. There you are.
Oh, okay.
All right,
and by the way, these sounds coming out of the Wii Remote are absolutely horrendous, even on Twilight Princess, which I don't think is a good game anyway. Although I've never liked Zelda, so what the hell is this, dude?
Change the
if I can't shoot this...
What do you think of Brazil?
What? Right, what do you think of Gran Turismo HD, Scott?
I haven't played it, but I think it's cool that they gave it for free, even though the game sucks. So.
Alright, Zan, what do you think?
Of what?
Gran Turismo HD.
What are we looking at? Any questions?
Gran Turismo HD, the downloadable game for PS3.
Well, I haven't really... Go ahead.
I've never played it. I don't care.
I think it's cool that they gave away for free. And it's a 1080p game for free.
Oh, word? Wait a second. Wait a second.
Zane just found out that you can
Zane's
see
gangsta.
Stop creeching on the bed, please. I'm sure that's pissing off the viewers. There you go. Thanks.
I like how we call them viewers when they don't view at
listeners.
All. They listen.
Alright, well, they could be looking at the side at the same time.
We should get a vid cast.
We'll
with your
freaking
camcorder.
We'll do it later today. We'll do Wii experiences.
Oh, I shot that.
Wii experiences.
Why not?
Wow.
Mark, this is really bad.
What do you think of Brazil?
We'll do us playing Spanish. I freaking hate Brazil.
What about Zan and Henry? What do you guys think of Brazil?
I can't play this. I'm sorry. I told you, don't play.
Go to the Wii menu first. Go to the Wii menu first.
I can't play this. It's really, really bad, and I can't play it.
I told you. Don't be that close. Don't be that close. You have to back up.
Brazil.
Yeah, what do you think of Brazil, Henry?
It's Portuguese. It's good enough.
Zan, Brazil?
It's a country. Who cares?
Yeah, Travis, thanks.
Yeah, that's a terrible.
Is he seriously asking what
Yeah.
Are we trying to be professional? We're still answering these stupid-ass questions?
I'm pretty sure he's asked us what do we think of Brazil about 14.
Let's answer questions that actually, like, matter at all.
What do you think of Burnout 3, which is a game that came out about 2 years ago?
I don't like Burnout games.
I do. Actually, 3 was really good. I actually own it. You have to back up for it to work.
I'm closer. I don't think fast enough for Burnout games.
What do you think of Konami PS3 RPG Untitled? So evidently he's talking about an RPG that Konami is making that they've announced that they have not have a title for. I did not even know they were making one.
Who knows?
Gonna close Wii Remote settings and press the home button. Or hit the top bar. Alright, good.
Just get that question.
Alright. Then he says flame something. Alright, what should we do?
Travis. Let's flame Travis.
We all flame Travis. Thanks, Travis, for sending those questions.
That was terrible.
You know, all the new people coming to the site should be hearing a good podcast episode, but now they're just hearing us answer Travis' questions.
That was freaking Brazil.
But we should be loyal to the listener.
The listener.
And let's just do lightning mode for the rest of the questions, and then just get out of this travesty.
Travesty.
That was funny.
Pun intended. That was a great, great...
That was hilarious.
Alright. You have 3 seconds to answer every question. These are all still from Travis. What console do you think had the most hype but did not live up to it? Scott.
Shut up.
Sam. Henry.
PS3.
Me? PS3. Penis. 2. Flame Scott.
I'm pretty sure it was penis.
What?
Flame Scott. What do you say?
Nothing.
Alright.
Didn't he already say that?
Yeah, but it's again.
Well, then nothing.
Alright. 3. What do you prefer, Mac or PC or Linux?
Linux.
Scott.
Are you fucking serious?
Linux.
Sam.
What?
Mac, PC, or Linux?
PC.
Henry.
Or. PC, maybe.
Me? PC. 4. Ask any question to me, and I will answer it.
Alright. I can get a question. I don't think it's appropriate annoying. For the show, though.
Alright, Travis.
How do you consider...
Do you like women? That's my question.
What is the maximum number of coins you can get in Super Mario Brothers? What? I want to see if he knows it.
In Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah, this game right here that Dan's playing.
Oh, you
How
know?
How many coins... No, I have no idea, but I want to see if Travis knows. Oh. And knowing him, he's actually going to go find out for himself.
Okay.
Alright. Would any of you like to ask Travis a question?
No. You did.
What?
I said do you like women?
Say it. Oh, do you like women?
I don't think he does.
Henry, what do you want to ask Travis?
I don't want to ask him anything.
Alright, Dan.
That's perfect.
I don't need to.
What I want to ask Travis?
Yeah.
Why? Did I just die?
Alright, why did Dan just die? Alright, cool. Alright. What do you think if Red Steel ended as a good game? Alright, well, we already talked
What did he
about
say?
That. He says he thinks Red Steel is a good game.
What no, he said, and is it a good game?
Oh, whoops.
No, it's terrible.
It's not a good game. It's well, not a good game
for,
at all.
For the reasons I that can't you heard play. Earlier.
If I would have bought Red Steel, which with my Wii, which I'm never going to have because Wii is a bad system.
No, it's... Oh, my God.
I...
There are still... We support them on the show.
I would have actually returned it after I first played it.
Alright. What do you think of Excel Truck? I think it's kind of fun.
I don't like it. I haven't played it.
Do you have it?
It looks hard.
Do you have it?
No.
I've played it.
What do you think of Dead or Alive Extreme 2?
Extreme the beach volleyball one?
I think it's not worth $60.
It's not worth $5, but it's...
I paid $20.
It makes me so horny.
I think that's what everybody's thinking
about. Not Travis.
What do you think of Germany? Alright, let's just skip that because that's not even a real question.
Germany's cool.
What do you think of Saints Row? I actually think it's probably the first successful GTA clone.
Yeah. What? Yeah, me too.
Saints Row.
Never heard of it. Me too.
Wish I know what Saints Row was.
It's a, all right, then it's says a GTA Flame clone for Xbox 360. What?
Yeah, it says Flame Scott for a third time.
No, why doesn't like you? Travis doesn't like
you
me.
Can say it. We have beeping sounds.
Do any of you?
I want like a beeping sound that says like Travis.
Do any of you know what Halo Wars is? Yes, it's an RPG.
We should get Christopher Reeves on the show to tell Travis. Be like, fuck you, Travis. How'd that happen?
What?
you mean Stephen Hawkins?
Yes,
Stephen Hawkins.
No, I don't know who I mean. Who has a robot?
Christopher Reeves dead?
Wait,
plus
I know,
he
but
speak.
What's kind of he wrong? Can talk, dude.
Yeah. Mr. Reese?
He's
dead.
Talk.
He's dead.
Did you not see him in Swamp?
He's dead.
He's got it now. You got a.
I remembered him as being like this.
That's Stephen Hawking.
That's Hawking.
No, that's Christopher Reeves. Doesn't he have like a voice box or something?
No, he's paralyzed from the waist down.
He's Christopher Reeves?
Christopher Reeves was Superman.
Doesn't he got some here that he talks with? I'll bet you. Look it up.
He's dead.
Yeah, but, no, when he's alive.
Still, but he still talks normal. He still talks well. He doesn't talk in a robotic, monotonic voice.
Yes, he does. Doesn't he?
No, he doesn't.
I thought he did.
Me too. All
right. Do you know how many Wii and PS3 were sold on launch day? I want to say about, for the U.S., about 1.1 million Wiis and about 250,000 PS3s.
I'm going to say what you said, because I don't know what you're doing.
Do you think Trauma Center Second Opinion is a good game? It's alright, but it needs to be different than the original Trauma Center. It'd be more of a sequel.
Oh, I forgot you can go down these tubes.
Zan forgot you can go down pipes in Super Mario Bros.
You can't do it on...
That's a Pong Revolution exclusive right there.
You can't do it on Infinite Mario.
That's a Zan exclusive.
Alright, now we're finally done the usual questions. Let's get on to a real show.
Oh, okay.
Alright, what's going on there, buddy?
I haven't played this game for years.
There he is reminiscing as he is playing Super Mario Bros. On the Wii's virtual console.
Penis.
Anywho, what have we for you today?
So we're good for news.
What news?
News.
Nothing's happened today.
There's two new virtual console releases.
Today?
Tomorrow. On the virtual console.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's December
31st. What day are you living
in? Sunday, not Monday.
Did your sleep schedule get messed up or something?
Yeah, I think
No, actually, today is January 1st.
Zan, the viewers don't know that. This is the end of the year episode, not the New Year's episode.
End of the year, exactly. We're talking about end of the year.
Last year. It's December.
The end of last year.
All right, fine, everybody. It's really January 1st, not December 31st.
Well, they didn't know that. Pretty sure we got them there.
There are two new virtual console releases, which were Urban Champion and Baseball, both for the NES.
Baseball.
I don't know why anybody would buy those games. End of story. In other news, some kid opened up a Madden 2007 for Xbox 360, popped it in the 360, and instead of the game, found pornographic content.
That's hilarious. Is the really? Madden that I would have liked to receive.
Booyah! That's my pretty sad Madden impression. Booyah!
Well, you see, I put porn in my case.
That was completely not a Madden voice.
No.
That was like...
Is the kid proud of himself?
Nah, he actually looked very sad for some reason.
He just paid $50 for porn. Was it Travis?
What? Nah, it was his parents. It was Christmas present. But true, I would rather have been 07 than porn, because porn doesn't cost wouldn't. Money.
I wouldn't.
I'm 18 now. I can actually buy porn whenever I want.
Alright. You've been 18 for like 3 months.
I know, I haven't bought any porn yet, though.
Get a moose head.
Because you're poor.
Because I am poor.
You're not financially endowed.
Except right. last night at my party, that was the joke of the night, that I'm not poor. It's pretty funny.
You're not poor?
Huh?
Henry got a game
over. No, it was funny because I was hanging out with this girl from Margate, and she kept on saying, oh, yeah, wow, you have this, that, and this. You know, Margate's rich. She kept on saying, like, oh, you have this, you have this, you have this. I was like, yeah, I'm not poor. And she assumed Atlantic City people were poor. She said, well, I don't have any of this stuff. And I said, well, maybe that's why Margate kids are so rich, because they don't buy anything.
That is true.
Alright, what kind of gaming topic should we talk about?
Talk about my party last night. That was off the hook. Actually, what we should really talk about is something else, because Mark doesn't like talking about things that are off topic. Let's talk about Red Steel some more, because that was really bad.
Alright. Zan, what do you think about Red Steel? Let's hear it.
I couldn't play it. It was
unplayable. Give a good rant about Red Steel.
It was unplayable. It was absolutely disgusting.
Go on.
Fuck. I mean, shit. I mean, sorry.
I think you just cursed more in Super Mario Bros. Than you did playing Red Steel.
No, dude.
Because this is actually fun, so that when you die, it's like upsetting. Red Steel, you die, it's like a...
Salvation. Salvation.
I guess I'll start over.
I think he just yodeled.
Man, Zan's yodeled.
Yodeling. I recently got Guitar Hero too. Maybe we should play some of that later in the show.
That same damn turtle just killed me twice.
We should play Smash.
Nah.
Let's talk about how we were owning you in Smash earlier. My bad. We don't play with that.
Wow, we actually have a lot less content than I thought we did.
Well, good enough, because we're saving the awards for the end. That's why.
Yeah, we gotta hold out, and
we gotta
wait for the awards.
Let's have a vidcast of Smash.
At which point, everybody listening just kind of flips towards the last 5 minutes of the show.
Probably. Hey, as long as they listen.
Let's have a vidcast of us destroying Scott and Mark.
Oh, wait, here. I'm gonna have a vidcast, like one of those special things where, let's end the Red Steel game.
No, he's not gonna do it.
I'm gonna record.
He's not gonna do it ever again.
I won't ever play away ever again. I don't like it.
Ever again, he won't play away.
Let's play multiplayer Bomberman. You wanna? Pass me my Wavebird.
I don't know how to play Bomberman.
No.
Pass me my Wavebird.
I just want to watch Henry play, actually.
Alright, well, Henry is now busy playing Bomberman 93 on the virtual console.
It's the run button?
Yeah, the run button is your start button.
Oh, okay.
Bomberman used to look so hardcore.
This is probably the best Bomberman game ever made.
I think Bomberman, Super Bomberman 2 was.
I wonder what Bomberman smells like.
That's kind of weird.
How do you play?
You play Spawn. You never play Bomberman?
No, never.
Really? You have to kill the enemies.
Why is he putting bombs up there then?
Because he's just clearing out the place. Sometimes you can find power-ups under there. You can't get hit by the
hoping to find some power-ups.
There's one power up per level.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But there's
best Bomberman ever made. My butt.
Nah, definitely is. And there's 5-player multiplayer.
You got so what? Super Bomberman 2 had 5-player.
Sorry, 4-player.
5.
How do you play 5 people then on SNES?
Just get one of those special multi taps.
You have 5 instead of 4. Okay.
How do you wait? Do you have unlimited bombs?
Yeah, you can only place one at a time though, unless some power ups give you so you can place 2 at a time, 3 at a time. You can get power ups to increase the range.
So how is this hard?
We'll see. It gets really hard, actually. Because all your bombs explode and hurt you, also.
So I'm literally supposed to blow up everything to find one power up?
Now, it'll show you where it is after you kill every enemy if you
haven't. Oh, really? Yet. Okay.
But you still have to find the exit door by yourself.
Why does this screen keep, like, messing all?
What do you mean?
It keeps, like, flashing black, like that.
Oh.
Is that supposed to be, like, thunder or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it definitely looks like thunder.
It's on the TurboGrafx-16. Give it a break.
What's a turbo?
It's the third system that competed with the Genesis and SNES that lost.
Are we podcasting right now?
Yes, we're podcasting right now.
Oh.
Wow. I definitely like Super Bomberman 2 better than this.
But the multiplayer in this is really good.
The multiplayer in Super Bomberman 2 was very good as well.
This is better.
What not to mention.
Multiplayer?
This is a first party game.
Shoot.
You killed yourself.
Kill myself, yeah. He looked funny when he died.
His belly exploded.
Well, what else would happen if you,
It's funny when you play the Bomberman world on GameCube.
Hey, it randomized.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Even the NES Bomberman is randomizing. Speaking of randomizing, that video for Sonic the Hedgehog, all those box questions didn't randomize.
Yeah, true.
How long did it take for you, Scott, until your eyes started bleeding after watching that video?
What video?
4 seconds.
How bad the load times are in Sonic the Hedgehog for 360.
It was terrible.
It was indeed terrible.
Yep.
This game is pretty slow.
That just proves that, like, I don't know. I just don't like 360's games.
Aww.
Well, they had Bomberman X-Zero.
What?
I think I just gave Andrew the chills.
I just had, like, a seizure.
I shudder at the fear of that game.
Bomberman X-Zero is possibly the worst game ever made.
No.
It's one of them.
It's just one of the worst Bomberman games.
It's better
games.
Than Sonic 360.
Idiot. When you bomb the door, more enemies come out.
I don't know that.
Better than Sonic 360.
Nah, dude. Sonic 360 is way better than Bomberman X-Zero, and I never even played X-Zero.
I'd be like saying Red Steel is better than Shadow of the Colossus. It's like, it's a dumb thing to say.
We should have a vidcast of us, like, destroying you in Smash.
That'd be funny.
It'd be exclusive.
It would be exclusive. In fact, maybe we should do it.
Alright, they've just said every listener has completely tuned out. Like, we're talking to no one right now.
Well, we've already been recording somehow for...
Except for Trav. Travis is minutes. Sitting there listening, like...
Alright, if you could see what Scott
just
did.
Off just listening to what we're saying.
Alright, thanks, Sam. Thanks.
Scott did. We all knew what he just did, and it was funny, so I wanted to share it.
Should we just get to the awards and talk about more in depth? Maybe I'll take about 15 minutes, about a 45-minute podcast.
Yep. Yeah.
Alright.
More death.
All right, first we're going to start with, I asked all the viewers of our site to tell us what their Game of the Year awards
and
are.
Two replies.
And since I asked, I'd say we've had about maybe 60,000 unique hits, and two people replied, one of them being Travis.
You didn't even have to ask, you were the senator anyway.
Yeah, it did take him a couple days though, surprisingly, but for the benefit of the doubt, here are Travis's End of the Year awards. His GameCube Game of the Year is Chibi Robo.
That just sounds bad.
His PS2 Game of the Year is Final Fantasy XII. Respectable. Xbox Game of the Year, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Double Agent. I'll agree.
Shoot.
Dude, what's going on?
I kept hitting the portal.
His DS game of the year is Tetris DS. Ender, I think.
Which is like...
You might actually agree with that.
Yeah.
His Xbox 360 game of the year is Gears of War. Oh, wait, no, it's not. It's Dead Rising.
What?
Which I'm not really sure why he would put Dead Rising.
I wonder if Travis likes big penis or little penis.
A big, huge, black, too. All right.
We'll have a lot of editing work on this episode. His PC game of the year is Battlefield 2142.
Battlefield. Doesn't even... Battle.
PC game. Wii game is Twilight Princess. PS3 Resistance.
He would.
And his second place game of the year is Twilight Princess. So you would think his first has to be Gears of War.
But
it's Twilight Princess.
No, it's Dead Rising.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
I guess Travis really likes blowing up zombies.
Yeah.
Maybe Travis...
Ah! No!
How'd that happen?
So you completely restart.
No, I was going to play the other games.
I'm going to play Mario again for a second. Here, choose it for me.
Alright, reader William sent us his list. His Nintendo DS game of the year is New Super Mario Brothers. It's probably my second choice.
How do are they, exactly?
Hmm?
How new are they?
How what?
How new are they?
How new are they?
Would you say they're very new, slightly new?
Kind of new.
Kind of?
Kind of new.
That's cool. They're old.
Alright, GameCube game of the year would be Twilight Princess. It's good. Wii game of the year, Twilight Princess. PSP, Loco Roco. PS2.
And is that a very Loco Roco or a slightly Loco Roco?
Very Loco Roco.
Well, that's so fun.
That's some Loco.
PS2 game of the year, Final Fantasy 12. PS3, Resistance. Xbox, Double Agent. Xbox 360, Gears of War. Travis, I think you need to take tips from this guy, alright?
Yeah. How come this guy isn't the one sending questions in? He'd probably say, like, Flame Travis and stuff.
I think he should.
PC he'd probably say here? Smart things, like, hey, I like Kingdom Hearts and not Dead Rising.
Yeah, and, like, I like women.
Game of the year, Gears of War. Alright, I can respect somebody saying Gears of War is Game of the Year. I can respect
I that. Like breasts, not pecs.
Alright, now up with our own Game of the Year awards. It's been pretty much split up into two categories.
I don't get this. How come halfway up is 400, 1 millimeter from the top is 2,000, and yeah. The top is 5,000?
Because it's harder to get there. True. In some cases.
And just kind of...
That's really...
Down there.
That's really gay. I smell boring.
First we have our awards for best games on a single system, best genres, those kind. And we all agree on these awards. Like, we all collaborate and find one game.
I love but collaborating with women.
How many
overall,
did I agree on?
You played
Henry agreed
games.
With none. Henry didn't have anything to say.
Yeah,
Henry. No, he did for a puzzle game, but we're going to hold it off.
But I was the one who actually mentioned something, wasn't it?
I wonder what it could be, his favorite puzzle game?
And then for the final Game of the Year award, since we can't agree, we are going to. We all have four separate choices. Like my end of the year award, Scott's and game of the year award, Henry's and Tan's.
You're lying.
Like they didn't know who we were.
Just saying. All right, GameCube game of the year. Scott, why don't you announce this one?
Hmm? GameCube game of the year for all? Is this for all? Twilight Princess.
All right.
Who said that?
I think that's kind of a collaboration, I guess.
Wait, it didn't make me into...
It didn't make you...
Nah, because he was small.
Oh, what?
Jay just found out that if you hit the fire flower when you're a small Mario...
On Infinite Mario Brothers, it does. I like Infinite Mario the better.
Infinite Mario has messed up physics.
Infinite Mario has messed up everything. That's why it's better.
Why?
It's like the ultimate...
Are you saying this last game
it's like the ultimate
game is better than Super Mario Brothers?
Are you serious? I can't touch the cloud?
No, it's an enemy.
No, it's not. He's throwing enemies. He's not an enemy himself.
Yeah, he is. You can kill him.
But the cloud part hurts you?
Yes, that's him.
No, it's not. It's what he's riding on.
Yeah, word.
Nah, that's him. Alright, our PS2 game of the year. Zen. Bold Epic.
Zen.
Let's ask Scott. I'll just say Okami.
It's Okami.
Maybe Kingdom Hearts 2 or Final Fantasy 12.
No, it's Okami.
Or Kingdom Hearts 2.
These are the ones that we all collaborated on.
Or Final Fantasy 12.
I hate Kingdom Hearts.
What? What'd you just say?
Oh.
Alright. I don't hate it.
What'd you
say? This comes from a guy that likes freaking Sonic the Hedgehog, no matter what the hell system it's on.
This comes from a guy that
chooses franchises over anything else. Like, if he likes the franchise, no matter what system it is, no matter how bad the game is, he will like it.
And FF7 is
Prove
in.
Me wrong. Prove me wrong.
FF7 is in Kingdom Hearts.
That's kind of a valid point.
FF7 is in Dirge of Cerberus. You like that game, dude.
I do like Dirge of Cerberus.
It's a terrible piece of crap.
No, it's not.
Sorry. I don't know how I mixed up piece of crap with game, but somehow I did.
Zan's about to go off. Zan's about to go off. Keep it up.
I just don't like Kingdom Hearts.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing bad to say about it.
I've heard so much good about it. I bought the original when I first got
my PS2. Because you're in denial. That's your problem.
I mean, it's not bad, but it's not that good.
Like, you're not maybe, that good.
Like, it's 7.5 out of 10.
Are you joking?
Maybe an 8.
You know what? You're probably the only user out of anything, out of any game publication anywhere that has ever given it lower than an 8.
I might give it an 8. I just don't like the battle system.
There's nothing. What? You like the battle system in Dirge of Cerberus? Aim, shoot, hide behind a wall. Aim, shoot, hide behind a wall. Get hit, die, die again, die again. Oh, game over.
I don't die constantly in that game. You just gotta get a fact about it.
You gotta get a what?
Oh. I'm joking. Anyway.
He jumped right into that one.
Our Xbox game of the year, even though
none of us have played an Xbox
probably for about 3 years.
I don't know if I've ever played an Xbox.
Good for you, Scott.
In the store.
Nah.
Congratulations, buddy.
Last time I played an Xbox was like...
But I played
the Xbox when it was new.
I played the demo of the 360 version, but we agree that there is nothing better than Splinter Cell Double Agent for the Xbox.
Hey, that's good on PC.
True, it's probably better on PC, though.
Yeah,
it's better on 360 also, and PS3.
Alright, let's move on.
Alright, 360 game of the year. I think it's pretty easy. It's Dead Rising.
Mark make funny joke.
You make very funny joke. If you are wanting me to, I am
speaking in a Russian accent for the rest of the podcast. Very cool. Come, let's all talk more.
All right, James,
I like his sex. He's nice.
What he am saying?
What?
He am liking sex? Is that what he am saying right now?
It's from Borat.
He am not Russian.
Alright, 360 game of the year is Gears of War.
He am being from somewhere else.
Kazakhstan.
Bukvada.
No, that was my... I was not personal to boot that out. It's the name of a country.
Bukvabutvarahad.
Alright, keep going. I gotta get through them.
I'd like to ask...
Is there any Smash video going?
Is there any game worth playing on the PS3 besides Resistance?
Yeah.
The
free one. Because it's not really worth anything, so it's worth playing, I guess. Why not? If you have a PS3, it's worth playing, right?
I guess.
Yeah,
same. Alright, so we give Resistance Game of the Year for PS3. For the Wii, we agree that the best game on the system is Twilight Princess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this game gives me
for
a headache.
For Nintendo DS...
I already got a headache.
It would be...
That's really annoying, dude.
Elite Beat Agents.
Yes.
Alright, Scott, what is the game of the year? Even though none of us have played it.
Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops, right?
Yes. I actually think it's kind of
Everyone loves it.
It's not just me, it's the background that goes, it gives me a headache, I can't even look at the screen.
It's one of the reasons why I can't play first person shooters, because the movement is all freaking me out.
You can probably play Red Steel, that doesn't move too much, it more just gets stuck.
No, you can't.
I want to play Red Steel.
No, you don't.
Alright, our PC game of the year, Scott, you see this one, because you played it.
Company of Heroes, it is a good game.
Now, why would you say that's game of the year? How does that really help out the PC in this age where the consoles are starting to win over?
It's the best game.
PC's the best game release for the PC this year.
The day Sony takes
out Bill Gates. Oh, yeah, well, it's an RTS. But the Wii's going to have some good RTS if they do it right. They can have some, I like the controller.
Yeah.
The day.
Like Italian Wars 2.
I'm saying, like, do it better than that. Like, you know.
Who knows?
Like, let's see a StarCraft for the Wii.
Alright.
We could.
That'll be good. I like it.
The day,
Wow.
The day Sony takes down Bill Gates is the day that the PS3 will become the PC3.
PC3?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know.
Alright. Adventure game of the year.
They're gonna take over the
Wii Uriel computer Okami. World. Yeah. First person shooter game of the year. We were actually tied on this one.
Zane's like addicted to this game.
Zane's like Super Mario Brothers.
Even when like Henry switches the game,
that's because I want to see
the controller back and switches the game. Our first person shooter games of the year, because we can't agree, is between Resistance and Rainbow Six Vegas.
What?
Between Resistance and Rainbow Six Vegas for FPS of the year.
Oh, Resistance. Easy.
But
Maybe Prey, that was really off the hook. Like, that was really good.
Rainbow Six is definitely a better game than Resistance. Resistance really helps, though, with
I don't think so.
Being like a system
seller. I don't think so.
Have you played Rainbow Six Vegas?
No.
It's very fun. I have it right now. You can play the demo.
Really?
Yeah.
What system?
360.
360.
No.
I have Gears of War, you want to play that?
You don't?
Not yet.
You don't have it. I've been playing it for the past 3 hours. I would have smelt it.
No.
Our best RPG of the year is Final Fantasy XII because there are barely any other RPGs.
Our best RPG of the year is not Final Fantasy XII.
What is it then?
It works too.
I haven't played either.
I thought.
All right, Final Fantasy XII. I'm playing it right now. It's pretty damn tight. I'm not gonna lie. Let's go with Final Fantasy XII. It's pretty. All
right. Final Fantasy XII. Not actually.
All right, Zan. What's the best racing game of the year?
Oh, can I go farther than that?
What?
What am I just like? I was just like on the other side.
No, you can't. Oh. All right, Zan. What's the best racing game of the year?
I don't know. You tell me.
You were the one that agreed with this when we discussed this.
Oh, word.
It's not all
the movies. 360
stuff.
Came out.
Oh, you can kill those fuckers!
Well, now you can't get the fire.
That'll be Burnout Revenge.
Zan just said Super Mario Brothers sucks.
It'll be good when it starts over.
That was the defining game
pretty
ever.
Pretty much just said video games are bad.
When I start over again and I'm on the first level and it's easy, then it'll be good again.
Our best music and rhythm game would be Elite Beat Agents.
Says Mark.
And Scott.
How about Tetris?
Yeah, I agree.
Is it rhythm game?
I say Tetris.
You need good rhythm to play the game, yeah, you know, the music.
If you don't have a beat in your head during Tetris, you will die. You will die fast.
I still think Elite Beat Agents is better.
20G speed is scarier than whatever the highest thing is in on.
Oh no, Elite Beat Agents gets pretty insane.
Do you have Elite Beat Agents on your DS right now with you? Is it good? Let me play it.
Alright, I will say.
After
I don't know where it is right this second.
I mean, not Cruiser War, though. That other game you have.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Alright. Our best sports game of the year would be Fight Night Round 2 for 360.
Fight Night Round. It's. Yeah, pretty much because NBA 2K7 is good, though.
Pretty much because we have seen too many Maddens.
Well, no, Madden's not changing. And it did change.
No!
And when it did change for 360 and PS3, it got worse, so you can't really say it.
What about Wii?
I personally don't like the version, but Scott does.
Because you don't. It's not like you can't.
We haven't played it yet.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
It's really.
It's good. Like it's not like a tournament style Madden. Like you can't really compete the same
you can.
Way.
Can?
No, yeah. It's not.
Why not?
Hard to play.
It's funner, I guess.
Oh, you know what I really
it's
hate?
Funner.
Funner.
I hate the most controller.
Oh, Henry didn't like correct me.
Right. Just
our best fighting game of the year. We actually have to give it to. A game on a PSP. Because it's
arcade.
A remake of a game
in the arcade.
We're supposed
if you guys
to
want
to
know I'm in a bad mood, I doubt you do, but if you do, I'll tell you later.
It's because you can't do crap in Super Mario Bros.
No, it's
something else.
Henry knows what it is.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice.
Well, I didn't even know you were in a bad mood. Didn't really see
No, I'm not an asshole.
I'm not agreeing with either, but...
I always say
that. Yeah,
partially
best
jolly.
Best fighting game of the year would be Tekken Dark Resurrection.
Tekken 5 Dark Resurrection.
No, it's called Tekken Dark Resurrection.
Not called Tekken 5?
No, just Tekken Dark Resurrection.
Oh. Well, it's coming for PS3 too, so.
That's Tekken 6, I thought.
No, Tekken 5 Dark Resurrection.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. Wait. I thought it was Virtual Fighter 5 and Tekken 6.
Yo, Virtual Fighter.
There's Virtual Fighter 5 coming, there's Tekken 6, but right now there's Tekken 5 Dark Resurrection.
Okay.
They're just porting it over to the PS3.
Burn.
With 1080p.
Ah, burning in the countryside.
That song in Guitar Hero 2.
What?
The Trogdor song from Strong Bad is in Guitar Hero 2.
Wow.
I forgot to show you that earlier.
You died.
You gotta be kidding me.
Let's play what?
That's so awesome. I can't believe they did
Is Guitar Hero already good?
Yeah. It's freaking awesome.
Hey, Guitar Hero is fun.
How do you play?
You play the
Not
guitar.
Like a real guitar.
Alright, best graphics in any game of the year
is
no.
Is this on the pro play?
Like
no.
Slide guitar.
Do the real players go like?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Serious?
Best graphics in any game of the year would be Gears of War.
Do
you have something like this? Like?
Yeah.
Really?
It's not.
Wait, like actually that fast though? If you're good.
Wow, that's cool.
Red Steel. That's
best art style. Get it.
Is Okami.
Dude, Okami's like the best game.
Best original soundtrack goes to Okami.
Yeah, play that right now.
I don't know where it is right now. Maybe I'll add it
Didn't
later.
We play it the other time?
Yeah, it's the title music for our last podcast. Zan, why don't you talk about the original soundtrack? You seem to be an expert on game.
Okami?
Yeah. Talk about the original soundtrack.
You need it. You need it in the game. It's really good.
Well, what's the kind of style? Is it
Japanese.
Like classical?
Not Japanese.
J-pop, J-rap?
No, it's neither.
Japanese, it's just like Japanese, like ancient Japanese music. Like
instrumental?
Yeah. Like, like all the flutes and stuff, right? And all that.
Best licensed soundtrack goes to Elite Beat Agents.
Or,
we
didn't mention Guitar Hero 2.
I think it's a little bit, because, I mean, in Guitar
dude,
Hero
Trogdor,
2.
Trogdor, I didn't know Trogdor was in it.
How'd
you
get Hero,
you
had
this, dude?
What are you trying to do?
Where'd you get your faceplate? I was just touching it.
Oh, I,
special ordered it?
Yeah.
It's cool as hell.
Oh.
It's actually a skin. Not a normal.
Yeah, it's a sticker. But it is cool. I like it, too.
Oh, yeah. So you can't take it off?
You can.
But it would leave a sticky residue?
Nope.
Oh, cool.
It's a special vinyl skin.
Yeah, it's like a cloth kind of.
It's vinyl.
Vinyl's a cloth, right?
See, the reason why I would rather give it to Elite Beat Agents than Guitar Hero 2...
It's because that's a real song.
It's like, well, when you're looking at Guitar Hero 2, I mean...
True, because they completely...
You know what you're going to get. You're just going to be getting good rock songs. I mean, even though they're great...
No, they're not even great, because they messed them all up.
Oh, because they're not all the real versions.
And the War Pigs, they completely ruined the song.
How's it sound?
Terrible.
That's terrible, but not like the original, because they had to redo them for the game.
Where I have some Agents, like gay guys singing it.
Really?
Yeah. Elite Beat Agents, you have to they pretty much had any genre to choose from, a whole new type of rhythm game never done before. Because Guitar Hero 2 is just based off of Guitar Hero.
Right.
So, I mean, Elite Beat Agents really innovated in its licensed soundtrack. Best online game of the year would be Gears of War.
No. This is great.
What?
Gears of War. I don't like Gears of War Online.
You don't?
No.
You never even played it.
Yeah, I have. I was at my friend Curtis's house.
Oh. I thought we all agreed on this. Alright, what would you say is the best online game?
No, I didn't hear you guys talking about online. Curtis
Kurt
Kala.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know. Online is nowhere as good. Nowhere near as good as for us as a single player.
Ah! All
right. Well, we'll just hit the best online game.
I didn't hear you guys talk about that. Go ahead. It's fine. Here's a war. I don't care. But all
right. Biggest surprise.
Luigi.
Would be that the PS2 is doing better than the PS3.
That's not a big surprise.
It's not a big surprise. But
well, you know,
it will take a long time for the
more?
PS3 to ever do better than the PS2.
They're selling more, too?
Sometimes.
I just thought it was the game, because the games are
some weeks, yes, some weeks, no. It depends on what PS3s are in stock.
It's like after the PS3 was released.
What do you
games being released for the PS2 are still better.
Don't know yet. It's a mystery.
What?
Hender's questioning what the latches on the back of the classic controller are for, but it's a mystery. Okay. We don't know yet.
That helmet thing.
I was just going to say that. Nintendo
on. Now we're up to our overall game of the year.
I can imagine
awards.
That, you know.
Right.
Oh, they might do that. Have the
put like a battery over. Pack.
I'm Travis. I love Dead Rising.
Hold on, I was about to.
My game of the
let
year.
Play, let me play that 360 game.
Alright.
How are you doing? Zombies. Alright,
turn this off.
It's off.
Turn it off.
Alright. You just turn my
mic
on?
Oh, my bad.
Stop hitting it.
Stop it.
It's off.
Alright.
Oh, my God.
Get the 360 controller.
Cool. And hold the button in the middle.
What's your favorite? Do you like the PS2 controllers, Ann?
I love the
PS2 controller. You think it's the best controller?
Yep. Why? What's he think it is?
Mark, Wii's, well, Wii's, Mark thinks that's Wii's better than it.
Oh, I really like the 360 controller.
But I don't like it better than the PS2.
No, me neither. PS3 controller is a piece of crap, though.
It's yeah. The same thing, though.
If you have greasy fingers, like I do while you're playing video games.
Oh, yeah, well, the
slip off.
Yeah, Mark told me about that. I really haven't encountered it myself.
You have to play Motor Storm to really...
Yeah, I guess. Or any racing game if they're going to do it.
All right, now what do I do?
Go...
I like the lightness, left. Though. No one likes that.
Go to demos and more. And go to...
Oh, you do have a... Oh, wait. You don't have a... Does Gears of War have a demo?
No.
What?
Launch.
Microsoft, what are you doing?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
My game of the year would be... Twilight Princess. I like it because it's a very long game. It's
a
long
time.
How long was it?
Over 40 hours.
Oh, wow. Okami took me 64.
I'm talking about the main game.
If length is a good thing, then...
You're including side missions. I'm not.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm just better at games than you are.
Mark, what kind of show is this?
1v1 Smash.
Alright, I'll take Zane on Smash any day.
He'll beat you.
Oh.
I don't even know why you're saying this.
He's being trained by Heaven.
It's a very long game. It's the Wii launch title.
You know why?
The remote nunchuck combo can be used for...
That's a realistic dialogue.
It can be used for destroying your
or
ears.
One.
Right. Depends where you get hit, right?
Yeah. But yeah, it is good. It's
a great game. Story's good. Graphics are... Actually, I kind of like it because there's no slowdown. Good draw distance.
What are you talking about?
Twilight Princess.
Oh, yeah. Dawson, how you have to, like, swing the sword, except it doesn't really, like, react. It's kind of gay. Sorry.
Never mind. Okay, that looks sweet, dude. And they got licensed names for the casinos, too, so it's not all made up like GTA.
That's, Rainbow Six Vegas, not Twilight Princess.
Raj Kahal.
And,
Raj Kahal?
Yeah, this is a game.
Raj
this game
Kahal.
Is mad
Raj
good.
Kahal and
I love this
auto.
This looks...
Zane, what's your game of the year? Explain why.
Okami, because it's good.
Yeah.
Would you like to elaborate?
I agree.
Graphics are amazing. Sound is amazing. Gameplay is amazing. Story is amazing.
Concept is amazing.
Concept is the big...
Innovation is amazing.
All right, well, Zan thinks everybody's amazing, so
last,
Scott wants to win your game of
the
year.
Last great Clover Studios hit.
And
why for all the
same. It's amazing.
Because it's like...
Concept is good.
Nothing... No, it's unlike any other game ever. When Zelda is pretty much like every other Zelda, and
agreed.
I mean, except now, as if
us gamers aren't already sweaty and greasy enough, now we sweat more while we swing our arms around like lunatics trying to hit.
You don't have
screen.
To go crazy.
I thought Zelda was easily the second best.
Alright.
That I've played. I haven't played through FF12, things like that.
Whoa.
But like, I haven't played through Gears of War.
A word.
Alright. Anyway, what's your game of the year?
No way.
I think pretty much every single person on the internet will disagree.
He's not really dead. He's still
but
warm.
What's your,
well,
game
my
of
game is...
Oh, shit.
My bad. The physics.
Shoot his foot.
Ragdoll physics?
Shoot his foot.
Zan, can you just be quiet for a little bit? Henry.
My game of the year, because of a lack of playing games, because, you know, the chem tests ravaged me and, like, deformed me. And now
I'm pretty
scarred.
Sure the only podcast to say that chem tests have ravagely destroyed you.
They've scarred me, and, you know, now I have to build a galactic empire. Anyway, I'm not Palpatine.
Oh, my God, run! I just threw a grenade by accident.
On
good job.
it bounced off the thing and you walked back into it.
Anyway, my game of the year would be Tetris DS because I spent countless hours just playing.
I wonder how many digs it would get. Fallen Revolution names Tetris DS as its game of the year.
Look at that. Okami got more than one.
It's still bad guy.
Yeah, and Tetris DS is on the list.
It's still quite a good game, you know.
Yes, yeah,
many modes, you know.
I agree.
Where's my boy?
It's the best Tetris available.
Not necessarily.
I think so.
How do you duck?
There is Tetris Grandmaster 4, which has a Shirase mode.
How do you duck?
So it's available still.
How do you duck? My name is.
Ooh! What's happening?
I got hit.
Shot, so he's all like.
Alright, that pretty much wraps up for the awards. Should we continue on?
There's like slight lag.
Or,
Are we going to do a vidcast of Smash?
Perhaps
a
vidcast
of Smash. I love this freaking game.
We should really have Mark.
Hey, piece of crap.
We should really have Mark and Zan duel.
He'll beat me.
Yeah, we should.
No, Zan.
I mean, I'll try, but I'm not expecting to win. I'll try to win, but you know, that's cool.
That'd be funny. And then sneak the controller to Henry when Mark's not looking. Oh my god, that'd be
now,
so funny.
Henry's taping it so he can't.
Update? No, Scott's taping it.
No, you are.
Scott knows how to use his equipment. I don't know how to use things, man. I've been ravaged by chemistry. I don't know how to use anything except for Barrette.
And you're not financially in doubt either.
No, of course not. That's also why I don't have any games. Are you just like saluting to the
wall? Apparently, he's telling him to go into the wall.
Okay, go up.
The ladder is busy.
Sorry, buddy. I'll come back later.
Zane doesn't know what to do in Rainbow Six Vegas.
No, the ladder is apparently busy, so he has to talk to me later.
Graphics look pretty nice, but what's with the lag that happens up occasionally?
Alright, should we wrap the podcast maybe at a vidcast later?
Yeah. Tune on.
Alright.
Tune on. Go to the website and.
Did a good 20 episodes.
We should have
look forward for the next 20.
That's gonna get hard when the three of you in Drexel and I'm in like California.
California?
No, I'm just joking.
You're going to California?
No.
Wait, could you hook that up?
Might as well go to Hawaii.
You have to like
hang out with Trey.
That's only a boat trip away from Hawaii.
Whoa!
Nah, Hawaii. Wait, where is Hawaii?
One of you guys.
Off the coast of California.
What do you mean, where is Hawaii?
I know like where. It's in the middle of the ocean, but I don't know.
Alright, that's a couple of good exclusives in the show. Zan hates Super Mario Bros.
No, I love
Scott
Super
doesn't
Mario
know where Hawaii
Super Mario
is.
Bros. Is amazing.
Yeah.
Nah, I know it's in the middle of the
It's right
ocean.
Off the west coast, dude.
Which ocean?
I wasn't sure. For a second, I wasn't sure.
Is it off the coast of where we live?
Do I really gotta know where Hawaii is to be successful in life? Who's gonna ask me where Hawaii is?
Travis.
Your boss.
What if your boss asks you?
We're
doing random geography tests.
He'll come
Hawaii
up
to snipe out Travis. We need you to tell us where to go.
How do you zoom in?
I would look it up, like, just for that. Travis. It's not a threat. I take that back.
He'll come up to you and be
like, just recon.
Hey, Scott, my boy, can I borrow $5 so I can take the taxi to Hawaii? And you'd be like,
yeah,
wait,
sure.
Where is Hawaii? Is it, I don't even know where Hawaii is. Can you get there in a car? I think so. And you're sending your boss to his death.
True.
Wow,
Henry.
Thanks. Yo, did you see that?
Because that stupid taxi driver doesn't even understand English would try to drive to Hawaii.
You don't have to go to Hawaii.
Okay, I go.
That's in water. But don't drive.
So, of course, you guys are in, like, Philly. And
right.
The boss asks him to drive towards Hawaii. And he drives towards the Atlantic Ocean.
You're Philly town, bitch.
Alright, that about wraps up for episode 20 of the podcast. We're at about 55 minutes.
What? Really?
What?
Let's hurry.
Jeez.
That
went
fast.
So it might not have been the most content filled, but we did have some good game awards.
It might have been the least content filled.
No, you were at one episode.
Well,
that was like two episodes.
That one episode that was
where
like
you didn't have any content.
That was just like nothing, and we were like...
Oh, the Pokemon battle thing?
No,
yeah.
No. Oh, what was it, that one?
Yeah.
I thought that was, like, the only thing that
we decided
it.
To save the episode by having a Pokemon battle at the end.
Yeah.
Me versus Zane and then Henry announced it.
See, oh. and
all right, let's play Smash Brothers.
Yeah, and
all right, we'll add an edit cast at the end, most likely. Oh,
and
for now, for the podcast, this is
who's gonna record?
We're do you like out. Heal automatically?
We're signing out, Trez.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
I broke his leg so bad. Look at it; it's all like.
It's you ever see right. You ever see salad fingers? That freaking weird, like, that's what it is.
Check out www.followingevolution.com.
Yep, and we should have some video content, exclusive content.
Special content, exclusive.
Where you can see the miracle teaming of Greenwood from Asia.
And Go Eagles.
It's like an Asian tree.
I don't know what that...
Well, example teams are in Hawaii.
Your last name is Greenwood, I'm Henry, we have a team, so we're like an Asian tree.
Oh, yeah.
Asian tree, right, Asian off. Tree versus Drexel Dragons.
Yeah.
Now you don't hold back on
I'm
us.
I'm gonna be on the Drexel Dragons.
All right, we'll see you later.
Wait, not yet,
we'll see
though.
See you guys later.
Good day.